A Google research paper demonstrates that repeating the entire user prompt verbatim can lift accuracy by up to 76 percentage points at zero output cost. No chain of thought overhead, no reasoning budget, just send the same instruction twice. We ran 20 parallel agents across two experiments, 10 per experiment, 5 control versus 5 treatment, blind scored against a pre-registered rubric. We found nothing. The nothing is the finding. What did the paper claim? A 2025 paper by Leviathan et al. At Google Research proposes a simple technique. Repeat the entire user prompt once, verbatim, before sending to the model. The mechanism is structural, not empirical. Decoder-only transformers use causal masking. Each token attends only to tokens before it. In a single-pass prompt, early tokens never see later context. Repeating the prompt creates a second copy where every token attends to the full instruction during prefill. This reduces the positional attention decay documented as the lost-in-the-middle phenomenon. This is a fundamental limitation of the decoder-only architecture, not a quirk of specific benchmarks. A 6.75B parameter mixture of experts frontier model and a 3B active parameter small language model SLM share it equally. The reported gains, Gemini 2.0 flashlight on name index 21.33% to 97.33% accuracy, GSM8K, and MMLU Pro gains across Gemini 2.0 flash, GPT-4o, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, DeepSeek V3, and others input tokens double. Output tokens unchanged in fixed format benchmarks. No latency increase, unlike chain of thought. The paper positions this as a Pareto improvement over reasoning-heavy approaches. Same output budget, better accuracy. Why our agent seemed like a good candidate. Our scout delegate, the research agent in our subagent architecture, full recipe, runs on Claude Haiku 4.5 at temperature 0.5 with extended thinking off. Haiku 4.5 is structurally a non-reasoning model. Extended thinking is opt-in, not default, making it precisely the class of LLM the paper's title targets. The paper tested Claude 3 Haiku alongside 6 other models. Its strongest gains came from Gemini 2.0 Flashlight and GPT 4.0 Mini. We tested Claude 4.5 Haiku, a different model generation. Anthropic does not publish architectural details for either model. Whether the technique transfers across generations is an open question this experiment cannot answer because our ceiling effects prevented any treatment from showing lift. Why? This matters for engineering teams. Teams adopt AI techniques from papers without field testing them first. BCG reports that 50% of companies are stagnating with AI, partly because they ship optimizations without measuring baselines. Shipping an unvalidated prompt change to production would cost more, doubled input tokens on every request with no accuracy gain to show for it. As we covered in observability for AI agents, optimizing without measuring before and after is flying blind. How did we design the test? Both experiments shared the same core structure. 10 parallel async scout delegates, split 5 control versus 5 treatment, scored blind against a pre-registered rubric. For detailed methodology and raw data, see supplementary materials. Control group, standard scout instructions, Wandschemt, 3,805 characters, instructions X1. Treatment group, instructions repeated verbatim, Aishai 7,633 characters, instructions X2, mimicking the paper's pattern applied to the agent system prompt. The orchestrator spawned all 10 delegates simultaneously via Goose's background task system and handed off structured JSON. A separate blind scoring delegate received only the output files, no group labels, and scored each against the rubric. Group assignments were sealed in a label map before scoring began. What happened in the FastMCP refactor test? target, fast MCP session ID refactor in Math MCP learning server, open and unimplemented at the time of the experiment. Rubric, 6 binary criteria, pre-registered before any runs were examined. 9 of 10 delegates produced valid output. Control 1 ran 223 turns and wrote no output file. Session log analysis confirmed the file write instruction appeared only at the end of the delegate prompt, and the model drifted past it. This is a delegate authoring flaw with a known fix, bookend critical instructions at the start and end. Across the 9 valid runs, 5 of 6 criteria scored 100% in both groups. The only variance was C5, must not constraint violations. Control 5.506, treatment 5.806, delta plus 0.30. The treatment scored marginally higher, but at N equals 4 versus N equals 5, with binary outcomes. Fisher's exact test is degenerate, P equals 1.0. Full per criterion scores are in the raw data. The task was too easy. The rubric could not discriminate. We needed a harder target. Did a stricter methodology change the result? Target, AP2U737, a tree sitter, AST, abstract syntax tree, based security scanner evaluation. Harder task, requiring synthesis from source code rather than retrieval from issue text. Unimplemented when tested. Rubric, 7 binary criteria. C5, C6, and C7 required the delegate to read and reason about actual source code, not just summarize the issue. Pre-registered, before any runs began. Methodology improvements over experiment 1, blinded file naming from the start, scout run eom.json through scout run 10.10.json with sealed label map.json. Mann-Whitney U-test pre-specified, two-tailed, alpha equals 0.05. Wall clock latency recorded per delegate. Results, every scout in every run in both groups scored 7-7. Even C5, C6, and C7, the synthesis criteria we specifically designed to require source code reasoning, hit 100% across the board. The 18% latency difference is in the expected direction, longer prompt, longer prefill, which is consistent with the paper's Anthropic-specific latency caveat. At scale, that delta compounds. Doubled tokens cost money, and the added prefill time costs throughput across every agent invocation. But N equals 5 cannot support any inference here, and the finding is further confounded by an infrastructure issue we discovered afterward. The scores told us nothing. The session logs told us something we did not expect. What infrastructure confound did we miss? Post hoc session log analysis revealed a confound present in both experiments. Goose enforces a hard cap of 5 concurrent background delegates. When all 10 delegates were spawned simultaneously, runs 06 to 10 hit the cap and were queued into a second batch after runs 1-5 completed. The resulting batch structure was unbalanced. Treatment delegates landed disproportionately in the less contested second batch, making any latency comparison between groups uninterpretable. Accuracy was unaffected, ceiling effects dominated regardless. But the exposure is worth naming. Pre-registration does not protect against runtime infrastructure behavior you did not know existed. The confound matters for latency. But the bigger question is why accuracy showed zero variance in the first place. Why did both experiments hit 100%? Two experiments, two rubrics designed to be harder than the last, two 100% results. This is itself a finding. A well-designed scout delegate on a well-scoped engineering issue is already operating above the baseline accuracy threshold, where prompt repetition shows lift. The paper's largest gains came from synthetic positional tasks, name index, where the answer is a name buried in a list. Real engineering issues, even unimplemented ones, give the agent structured context, code references, and acceptance criteria. The agent finds what it needs without help from the pre-fill geometry. This is the core finding. Prompt repetition solves an attention problem that well-scoped engineering tasks do not have. The technique's value is real, but the paper's benchmarks do not cover agentic engineering tasks. Our experiments tested that boundary. When the agent already has structured context, pointing it to the right code, repeating the instruction adds input tokens without adding accuracy signal. Understanding where SLMs succeed and fail on their own is not academic. Hybrid architectures like SMART use SLMs as the primary reasoning engine, with LLMs intervening only at critical junctures. Every prompt-level optimization that improves standalone SLM accuracy reduces how often the expensive backstop fires. For teams evaluating prompt techniques at scale, the implication is financial. Doubling input tokens across every agent invocation is a measurable cost increase. If your agents already converge correctly on well-scoped tasks, that spend returns nothing. Embracing negative results as a research practice prevents exactly this kind of waste. Publication bias toward positive results means the null findings that would have saved you the experiment often go unpublished. Where the boundary falls. The gap is between task types, not between models. Positional retrieval tasks, name, index, needle in haystack. High positional attention decay, repetition helps, structured engineering tasks, scoped issues with code context, low positional decay, Scout already converges correctly. Designing a rubric that discriminates between good and very good on the second category is harder than it looks. Both of ours failed. The criteria require synthesis and judgment under genuine ambiguity, not retrieval from a well-scoped document. What did we learn about AI evaluation design? Rubric design is harder than experiment design. We iterated twice and hit the ceiling both times. A 7-point rubric with source code synthesis criteria is not automatically harder. It depends on whether the task actually creates ambiguity the agent must resolve. Ours did not. A practical calibration target. If your scoring delegate can answer any criterion by reading the issue alone without running the code, the criterion will not discriminate. Infrastructure behavior is a confounder. The 5-delegate cap is undocumented. It is enforced as a hard rejection in source. Goose max background tasks defaults to 5, with no queuing or retry. Excess delegates are dropped, not deferred. It silently split our groups into unbalanced batches. This category of confound, runtime resource limits, queue behavior, model routing is endemic to agent systems and invisible without structured logging. Future experiments spawn delegates in explicit batches of 5 with documented batch assignments. Record session IDs treat infrastructure state as a variable, not background noise. Delegate authoring has a turn length problem. Long sessions drift from instructions that appear only once. The control 1 failure, 223 turns, no output, demonstrated the fix. Bookend critical actions at both the start and end of delegate prompts. This class of failure is predictable and preventable, but only if you treat delegate prompt structure as part of your experimental design. The blind scoring infrastructure proved its value here. Each run produced a structured justification the scorer generated without knowing group assignment. When should you use prompt repetition? The null result is not a failure of the paper. Prompt repetition won 47 out of 70 benchmark model combinations with 0 losses. The technique works. The question is where. The paper's gains concentrate on benchmarks with positional retrieval components, name, index, middle match, options first, multiple choice, tasks where the answer depends on information placement in the context window. The paper also notes a neutral to slight effect with reasoning prompts. 5 wins, 1 loss, 22 neutral, with step-by-step. Reasoning appears to compensate for the same attention decay that repetition addresses. The industry trend is not exclusively toward reasoning models. Capable SLMs are gaining ground. NVIDIA's Nemotron 3 Nano activates 3 billion of its 30 billion parameters per token, delivering 3.3x the throughput of QN330B on a single H200. Designed explicitly for multi-agent systems at scale. RLP embeds reinforcement learning into pre-training itself, lifting math and science accuracy by 19% on a 1.7B parameter model without post-training reasoning. These models are non-reasoning by default. The causal masking limitation that prompt repetition addresses is structural to the decoder-only architecture all of them share. Their users are also the most cost-sensitive to doubled input tokens. Every token matters when you are optimizing for throughput at the edge. Our null result came from the other side of that boundary. Structured engineering tasks where the agent already has scoped context, code references, and acceptance criteria. The ceiling was in the task, not the technique. What transfers to your team? Three things that transfer directly to any team evaluating AI agent behavior. Baseline accuracy determines whether any prompt technique has room to work. Measure it before testing and optimization. Infrastructure constraints are confounder candidates. Audit your delegate system's limits before attributing latency or throughput differences to treatment variables. Rubric discrimination is the bottleneck. Two rubrics, two ceiling effects. If your scoring criteria can be satisfied by reading the issue description alone, the rubric will not discriminate. Did prompt repetition change anything else? One observation worth noting: treatment agents in both experiments used fewer output tokens and messages to reach the same scores. This is consistent with information theoretic expectations. Redundancy in the input reduces decoder uncertainty at each generation step, which should reduce exploratory turns in an agentic loop. The original paper's benchmarks, MMLU, GSM8K, produce fixed format answers where output length does not vary, making this effect invisible. Agentic workloads, where the model decides how many turns to take, may be where the efficiency signal surfaces. The economics are also different than single-turn benchmarks suggest. In a multi-turn session, the doubled prompt adds single-digit overhead to accumulated input, not 100%. The growing conversation history dominates each API call. In our data, treatment agents used 2.5% fewer total input tokens and 13% fewer output tokens despite the longer prompt, because each avoided turn eliminates an entire context window from the running total. The effect is confounded and too small to draw conclusions, but it is a pattern worth investigating with a discriminating rubric.